Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Playoff wins are often not pretty. For the Packers in this postseason run, with their quarterback less than 100%, they are more gritty than pretty. But any postseason win is beautiful, any way you do it. Because at this time of year, it's all about win and move on.
Victory in the postseason requires a tapestry of contributions. From a familiar source like Eddie Lacy, who started the game in beast mode fashion, to big play veterans like Julius Peppers, who triggered a game-turning fumble by the NFL's leading rusher DeMarco Murray in the third quarter. And the unexpected. For 3 weeks since a breakout game against the Patriots, rookie wide receiver Davante Adams could not catch a cold. With the Packers' offense struggling in the cold of a pressure-packed division playoff game, he caught everything. Sometimes you just need a break. Upon further review, based on the letter of the rule, Dez Bryant did not make this catch at the doorstep of the historic south end zone of the fourth quarter. Aaron Rodgers' left calf injury is not just painful. It has robbed the Green Bay quarterback of the dimension that makes him special, his mobility. Trailing 21-13 late in the third, it was time. Time to step up. Time to exert will. Time to move on in the NFC playoffs. Rodgers completed his last 10 passes in shredding the Dallas defense. Speaking of time, timing is everything. Rookie tight end Richard Rodgers caught just one pass all day, but it turned out to be the game winner in the Packers' 26-21 triumph over the Dallas Cowboys.
When the NFL season began, the Packers and Seahawks met in the kickoff opener in Seattle. Many felt they were the best two teams in the NFC to start. 20 weeks later, they're the last two standing for a trip to Super Bowl 49. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.